Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio, and today I am really excited because we have a really extra special guest on. The first thing that you would notice about her or become aware of when you're speaking to Anne Marie Sabbath is that she has attained great success as an author, speaker, and business manners expert. Anne Marie has just produced her 10th book, and she is the founder and president of At Ease Incorporated, which is a 32-year-old firm specializing in domestic and international business courtesy programs. However, after speaking with Anne Marie, even briefly, you become very impressed with this amazing woman, her uncanny insights, her business instincts, and her understanding of human nature and human behavior has earned her the attention of Oprah Winfrey, whose show she has appeared on 3 times at the height of Oprah's success. Anne Marie is also a recognized columnist for prestigious publications, which include Thrive Global, created by Arianna Huffington, The Wall Street Journal, and dozens of international commercial publications and print magazines. A charismatic, intuitive, and engaging speaker and personality, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome Anne Marie Sabbath to the show. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hello, Georgiana. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my absolute pleasure. We had such an amazing pre-interview and conversation that I simply could not wait for you to get on the show today.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Oh, it's a joy. I really invite you to share with our audience, to start at the beginning, tell them all about you, how you've become this really remarkably accomplished manifester of your dreams and desires, because I know everybody wants to hear about how you've manifested everything in your life. So start us where you want to start us at, okay?
Well, thank you. Number one, it's called hard work, and as you all know, Georgiana, it's called focusing on what you want and never taking your eye off the target. That is the bottom line to success.
Absolutely, and you've had multiple successes. I mean, I originally found out about you because of your latest book, which is Everyone Has a Book Inside of Them, which is coming out very, very soon on Amazon. And you have a number one bestseller on personal finance on Amazon. You've got books galore. So why don't you start us? I mean, you know, you didn't start off like, you know, you didn't start off being a number one bestseller, and you didn't start off being on the Oprah show. You started off one step at a time. And one of your books, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, we're going to talk about that. But take us through a tour, starting at whatever book you want, because we have a couple of books that we really want to talk about.
Well, thank you. Well, let me go backwards so that your listeners see the present to the past, because my goal is to assist people in creating their own success. The book that's coming out on June 13th that is on Amazon right now, ready for pre-order, is called Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, How to Bring It Out. And I must tell you, I never thought I was a writer, and here we are 10 books later, I have finally come out of the closet as a writer. I had no idea. What I realized is, if you talk, you can write. You typically write about something that people ask you about over and over and over again. And so the reason this book, Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, How to Bring It Out, was written is my six-month-old Maltese and I did a 55-city book tour during a six-month period last year. And when I was doing book signings at airports, at Barnes & Nobles, at small bookstores, people would say, wow, 9 books. And I would say to them, everybody has a book inside of them. And some people would say, well, I wouldn't know where to start, or I'm not a writer, or blah, blah. And I said to myself, you know what? I really need to give these people the confidence to bring out their books. And so that's how this book came about. My reason for saying that is and I'm not using this term, but everybody really does have a book inside of them. The key is, what is it that, what story do you have to tell? Some people are in the middle of writing their stories because they're living their life. Some people have finished certain chapters of their life, and so that is a story to tell. And so, again, my goal at this stage in life is to assist people in manifesting what they want. Now, may I give you a very interesting story about a young man in his late 20s who is manifesting becoming a self-made millionaire?
Oh, sure. This is the guy that packs his lunch. Yes, go for it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, for 30 years, I own a business consulting firm called At Ease Incorporated. And so for 30 years, I have marched around the country and often out of the country and assisted individuals in climbing that slippery ladder of corporate or government or university success. And so a year and a half ago, I was working with a particular organization in DC. And I usually start my programs by asking, what goals have you accomplished? Well, three individuals raised their hands. Susie Q, who is very, very sharp, and she said, I live in DuPont Circle, which is a really highfalutin area. And this young man raised his hand and said, I drive the car I've always wanted. And I said, well, congratulations to both of them. Then this young man who really looked like a wallflower, very introverted, raised his hand. I was stunned. And he said, I save $1,000 a month. Everyone looked at him thinking, seriously? And you said that too when I was telling you the story. And so we said, congratulations, how do you do it? He said, well, I don't have the chick magnet car. I drive the car my grandpa gave me. And I don't live in DuPont Circle. I live an hour away from where we work. And I live with four other guys. He said, and I don't go to the Ruth Chris restaurants of the world. I pack my lunch and I don't go bar hopping. I might be sound like I'm boring. However, I volunteer at a dog shelter. That's my socialization. He said, because I want to be a millionaire. And we all looked at him. We were stunned because he really looked like a nobody. And one of the things that I learned is self-made millionaires don't stand out. They blend in a crowd. And he was a perfect one. He was a very nondescript person, and I can guarantee you he is absolutely on his way. So I went home and I thought about it, and it was about 6 months later, I said, I have to write the book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't. And so that's how the book came about, and I interviewed 30 people who came from nothing, and they did it. And so I'm telling this to you and to your listeners because I want people to know that there is always a reason. There's an aha moment. There's something that you have figured out that you can share with others to assist them in accomplishing their goals.
Right. And I know that I was just on a seminar the other night with a very, very well-known motivational speaker who was talking about how today, the time of the expert, you know, people, you know, going to the surgeon, going to the doctor, you know, going to the financial advisor. People really want to hear from regular people, people who are in the world, working in the world, and accomplishing what it is they want to accomplish. And they actually want to consult with those people. So this kind of self-education, this kind of learning from others rather than learning from people who might have the credentials to teach you has become extremely popular. And I think one of the things behind that is that, you know, we're all looking at the way the world is going and things are getting more and more complicated, more and more expensive. Technology alone is driving half of us crazy. And we want to simplify. I was with my son. I have a 30-year-old son, and I was with my 30-year-old son today. And he was talking about how many young people, they're cutting back, they're not spending money, they're quite frugal, and they're very happy with creating simple lives that are meaningful. And, you know, they're not getting themselves in debt like so many of other, you know, those of us in other generations. What are your thoughts about that?
You're right. In fact, I heard something on CNBC related to that. They said that the place that, I guess the hot place that millennials are now moving are not necessarily with their parents. They're moving to, a particular city in Milwaukee because the cost of living is low. There are tech jobs there and they know they can afford a home. And so what happens is once people get through the, I have to have ABC, they start to realize that there is a way to have a quality of life. And I must tell you, the digital natives, the millennials have figured out that we don't need to sell their souls to the devil by working 90-hour weeks. They want something called work-life balance. And you know what? They are doing what it takes to make it happen. So I think it's terrific.
Absolutely. Now, when we talked in the pre-interview, you gave a list of what self-made millionaires do that other people don't do. And so you gave me a list, and I would love for you to go over that list, and we can talk about those very specific, their choices. In other words, their choices. For some people, they may not want to be a millionaire, but they want to be comfortable. They don't want to be in debt, or, you know, they don't want to feel that they have to kill themselves working overtime all the time, or they can't spend any money and go out. What on that list would you like to start with? Because it was a pretty good list that you gave me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I was fascinated by so many of what I call the 52 secrets or ways for creating. You're right. People don't have to have millionaire as the end goal. The word millionaire, all that does is that is a definition of financial freedom. A millionaire is really not that big of a deal today. Although I must say only 7% of U.S. adults are millionaires. So that tells you something. There are a lot of people who still need to figure it out. So as far as the 52 secrets, I'd like to share the ones that people will be surprised about, and they may already be on their way and don't even realize it. One is pre-plan your purchases. If it's not on the list before you leave home, do not buy it. That's essential. Think of the times people buy impulsively, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it is a therapy at TJ Maxx, at Nordstrom's. Pre-plan your purchases. That's an essential one. A second one that I would say your listeners will like, I certainly love this, is learn how to become a minimalist. That means if you have something that is in your closet and you have not used it for more than a year, get rid of it. Give it away, throw it away, sell it. That is minimalism. And people ask, well, what does they have to do with financial freedom? What it is what would you say, Georgiana? Why is becoming a minimalist such an important trait for people who want to create their own success?
I think it has a lot to do with focus and attention and intention. I think that when you've got so much stuff, and I'm finding, as I was sharing with you, I'm downsizing now that I'm getting older. The less you have in your environment, the less you have to concentrate on, worry about, address, wash, iron, you know, take care of, the less you have distraction in your life, the more you can draw in what it is you do want. And I think it's like empty, you know, it's that thing about emptying out the room so you can fill it with new furniture. But you tell me what the reason is, because I'd love to know specifically.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Being a minimalist means having fewer distractions, being able to think clearly. So think about it. If you're working on a desk, it doesn't matter. You're working at your kitchen table. The less you have in front of you, the more you can focus on the project at hand. That is, being a minimalist is a very important strategy for success. Another one that people do, and I want your listeners to give themselves credit, is every day take time to think. Now, what that means is create a brain entrancement environment. What I do is I stay in the shower 5 to 10 extra minutes, or I go swimming. And so I'm in there, and I have to tell you, that's my brain entrancement time to take time to think the best ideas. Today, we went to, I live in New York, we went to an open rehearsal of the New York Philharmonic. Listening to the same rhythm over and over and over again, guess what? That is a form of brain entrancement. That helps you to think you get your best ideas. Being involved in nature. So taking time to think and intentionally making a point of it daily. Stay in bed 10 extra minutes. The point is, that is an essential quality. Another one is learn something new every day. Self-made millionaires have more books, or whether they're digital books, whether they are books on a bookshelf, they have more books in their environments than they do televisions.
Oh, for sure. Yes, definitely. That's one thing I know when I was raising my kids. They all love to read. And I think reading and being a literate person, someone who's open and curious, I think curiosity is a huge blessing and a wonderful way of inviting in knowing how to.
Definitely. Absolutely. Be curious, be innovative. Exactly. Another very important quality for creating your own success is do not take no for an answer. Ask the question 10 different ways, however, get what you want. And as I mentioned in the book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, I interviewed 30 people who came from nothing. And I have to tell you, they do not accept no. Many people went bankrupt. They picked themselves up, brushed themselves off, and they moved on. And so this is what it is about. The key is whether we're talking about what self-made millionaires do that most people don't, whether we're talking about everybody has a book inside of them, how to bring it out, it doesn't matter. What we're talking about is having your listeners own what they want.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to talk more about that. There are a couple of more things on your list that we want to go over. We've got to take a commercial break. But when we come back, we want to talk about those additional items on the list. But we also want to talk about you as the book whisperer. Okay. So listeners, don't go away. We're going to be right back with Anne Marie.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donatio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
And today I'm talking with author Anne-Marie Sabath, who is an amazing author, amazing writer, amazing personality, and an incredibly successful and motivating person. Anne-Marie, before the break, we were talking about the list, because there were a couple of things that you told me. Mm-hmm. One of them was, do not take no for an answer. That's a new one. I didn't hear that the other day, so I'm really excited about that. Now, that obviously has a lot to do with your success, because we got a little personal and you were telling me about some things. So that's a big clue. Do not take no for an answer. Some people would say that's obnoxious, but I guess if you are really not terribly aggressive about it or terribly, you know, like imposing about it, it could be a fabulous, fabulous trait to have, yes?
It is, and it's not a matter of annoying people. So, example, let's talk about your listeners who may be at work. Let's say you have an idea that you'd like to have your manager consider, and your manager says, no, I'm not interested. The best thing is to have your manager say yes by asking, how about if I bring it up to you in 6 months and see if this may be a better time? So you can do that. They're going to, this person will say yes to get you off his or her back. So if there are ways to do it, You know what? If you can't go in the front door, go in the back door.
Exactly.
Go in the side door. Let me tell you. Yes.
Exactly. And what else is on the list is surround yourself with people you want to be like.
You bet. People know this, and yet they need to put this into practice. You are the sum total of the four people with whom you spend the most time. Now, most people say, well, I don't know those people. And I say, of course you do. Go online, figure out what you want, number one, and then figure out where you are, and then figure out how you're going to get from where you are to where you want to be. Go online, find articles that have been written about people who have the qualities, who are where you want to be. Invest in books. I have J.K. Rowling waiting for me in my living room right now. I have her book on failure and imagination. And so I only invest in people based on if I would choose to invite them to my home. So there are many things. So it's very important to do that. Another quality is pay it forward. Do favors for other people as much as surrounding yourself with people you want to be like. The more you pay it forward, the more likely you will get what you want, because you're sending what you want out to the universe. However, you have to have a lot of IOUs out there in order to receive you owe me.
Mm-hmm. So it really is about, you know, treating other people the way you want to be treated, help other people, serve other people, and it will come back to you. And also pick the people that you want to surround yourself with so that you can move towards the direction of where they are. You told me one other thing. You said act rather than react.
Exactly. To own what you're doing. So by doing that, map out what you're going to do every day so that you are acting. You are deciding what you want to do, and then you do it. Instead of getting up and saying, well, what am I going to do now when I get to work? What do I need to work on? You should have that figured out before you even get to work. And I will tell you a good way for your listeners to begin. Every night before you go to bed, have your clothes set aside for the following day. I don't care if they're in your closet in a special place, have them set out. That is called acting, not reacting. When you get to work, have a list. I don't care if it's a list on your computer. I don't care if it's a list that's handwritten. Have a list of what you are intending to do and then begin doing it. So what you're doing is you're acting, not reacting. Another one, and probably the most important one, is in order to create your own success, you have to know exactly what you want. And when you know for positive that is what you want, you need to write it down. Conceiving it is only one third, and that's fine. Believing it by writing it down and making it a real thing. It's on a piece of paper. You've written it. That is a real, that is a tangible. That will help you to believe it. And you're two thirds of the way to what you want. The last third will happen. And to your point, Georgiana, that's when you begin to act as if. You act as if you have what you want. I'll give you an example. My goal was to move to New York, and I'm from the Midwest. 25 years ago, when I would come here for business, I would march down the street as though I lived here. I would walk fast. I would be polite. I would really act as if, and I have to tell you, a set of circumstances that I created subconsciously allowed me to move to New York, which is now my home.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So when we talked, I mean, the thing that blew me away about you, Anne-Marie, and the thing I'm so impressed with is, and I don't want to use the name because there's so much negativity attached to it, but you're like somebody else in our culture that basically gets whatever he wants, okay? I mean, you can manifest pretty much whatever you want to do. And what you're sharing with us is that believing it, owning it, and committing it to paper is really the formula for achieving that. But the biggest thing is believing it.
Believing it and doing it for the good of all. You cannot ask for something if it's going to harm someone else. And so when I want something, there are many things that I have asked for in my life, and I have gotten every single one. Sometimes they've taken 20 years. So again, this is not voodoo. The key is, however, you have to do it with good intentions and make sure that other people are going to be benefiting from it. It's not a matter of me, me, me. It's a matter of what is it going to take to make XYZ happen. And so it's really a matter of recognizing that you can have anything you want. What I tell people in the book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, is that everybody has doubts. And what I say, and even my daughter listens. My daughter was selling her home in Brookline, Mass. And she said, oh, Mom, I'm not sure. And you see, I said, Amber, write down those dirty doubts and tear them up. In fact, what I asked you to do, and she did it, and this was 2 weeks ago, I said, I want you to take a picture of your listing. I want you to put a banner that says sold over it only for a minute, and then I want you to put it on your computer as a screensaver. And guess what? She has a contract.
Wow. She could also visualize it if she couldn't actually make the picture. She could visualize her home with a big sold sign across it, right? And carry
exactly.
that around with her in her mind all day.
In your mind, it's fine. However, you have to write it down, because if it's in your mind, you're only one third of the way there.
Right.
Once you document it, you are two thirds of the way there. In fact, let me give you a very quick statistic. There was a study done by an individual who wrote the book, What They Didn't Teach You at Harvard Business School. 100 MBA students from Harvard were asked, do you have goals? 84 of the 100 did not have goals. Is that amazing?
Wow.
13 of the 100 had goals, to your point, only in their minds. 3 of the 100 had documented goals. 10 years later, the same 100 individuals were surveyed again, probably through LinkedIn, they were found. The 13 people who only had goals in their minds 10 years before were earning on average twice as much as the 84 MBA students who had no goals a decade before. However, the 3 individuals who had documented goals 10 years prior were making 10 times more than the 97 other people.
Wow.
So what does that say? You think it, you write it down, and then it will manifest. You don't go on vacation unless you know where you're going. So you decide where you're going, you document, you get your plane ticket. The key is, or you put gas in the car and start driving. The point is, you have to document what you want to make it happen. This is the name of the game. People have been doing this for centuries. However, so few people actually put it into practice. So this is what I want people to know, whether it's what self-made millionaires do that most people don't, whether it's writing a book, it doesn't matter what it is, if they want to start a business. And by the way, approximately 75% of self-made millionaires are entrepreneurs. They're small business owners. They make happen what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's really true. Because if you're working for someone else, you know, you are restricted, unless you're, you know, like a lot of these hedge fund people and stuff where you can make huge amounts of money. You are pretty restricted if you are not in your own environment where you can create what it is that you want. Now, let's talk about the obvious. We have to talk about the obvious. And you and I talked about this in our pre-interview. But what about if you don't know that your unconscious mind is sabotaging you? I know there are people right now, because I know my audience, and I know there are people right now out there going, oh, that all sounds so wonderful, but you know, I try to do that, and you know what? You know what? It just doesn't happen. What do we do? How do we know if we've got these subliminal tape recordings and subliminal messages that are telling us, no, no, you can't have that. No, no, you know, you can't get what you want. How do you overcome that? Because I know you've coached a lot of people. You've been involved in helping people achieve their goals. So how do you overcome that, Anne-Marie?
It's very easy. First of all, write down all those sentences and then convert them to positives. For instance, the term try is not in my vocabulary or anyone's vocabulary with whom I associate. Try is failing with honor.
Try is
Number
failing
two.
With honor.
That's try very... is failing with honor. So that word does not exist. That's number one. Number two, any negative word. So if someone says, I can never make more than I already do, write it down and then turn it into a positive. I will earn X amount of dollars by a given time. Once you know what you want to earn, now that you know what you're earning at present, ask mm-hmm. yourself, my goal for getting there will be, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it will be. Is it getting another job? Is it getting an education in a specific area? It's not the answer, it's the question. And this is what I want to make sure your listeners know. When they're not sure what they want, I want them to write down, it's not the answer, it's the question. I will know when it comes to me. And they
wow.
can't blab it to everybody. They have
yeah, talk
to
about that,
because
you did make a point of that.
Exactly. When you want something, you only tell someone who has already accomplished it. You don't tell everybody and their uncle. First of all, if you say, I'm going to start a business, people who have never started a business will say, are you crazy? Do you know the percentage of people who fail? You don't do that. You find someone who started a business and you say, I'd like to you to be my mentor. I would like to work with you on Saturdays when I don't work as a volunteer so I can learn. Read articles about small business ownership. Figure it out. You have to plan ahead. Remember, something starts fast and ends fast. You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it, when you put your mind to it, and you focus and you prepare.
Okay, now, I know a lot of us, I know I've heard this before, a lot of people have heard this before. Where did you, I mean, look, we all grow up, we all come through trauma and all kinds of craziness. Where did you come to be able to carry that confidence in you? Because I'm sure your whole life wasn't like that, right? You didn't spend your whole adult life being a, you know, a highly motivated, highly competent person. You had to learn somewhere. So how did that happen for you?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, interestingly enough, I really think I was born with it. My parents were both very low-key, understated people. And if my parents would tell me no, I'd always figure out a way to get it. Example, I wasn't allowed to go to a pajama party two nights in a row. I was so annoyed that my mom said no. There was no legitimate reason. It was the summer. And she knew the family, and they lived down the street. So what we did, what my friend and I did, is we created signs. And when both of my parents were home, my friend would march in front, like she was picketing, march in front of the house, let her come, let her come. And eventually I went to the second pajama party the second night in a row. So I was never very good about accepting the word no. To this day, I'm not. And so what I do is I always offer a benefit to someone else. And I don't get my yes immediately. It's a matter of when. You have to plant the seed. It may be a year later, 5 years later, however. I always get it eventually.
Wow. Boy, I want to hang around you, Anne-Marie. I'm sure everybody will be calling you saying, how can I meet you? How can I talk to you? So do you have? You must have fan clubs and people who... I mean, you've got this wonderful charisma and you've got this wonderful, dynamic understanding of things. How do you mentor people and how do you help them? Because I'm sure some listeners will want to know.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I have shared what I know in my books, these last two books, the ninth book with Self-Made Millionaires, know that most people don't. I've told them everything I know, and then they have everything from the 30 Self-Made Millionaires. And I have told them, given them all of my vulnerabilities, and everybody has a book inside of them. I have told them everything, as well as the 15 authors who I interviewed. And so the key is that is how they can certainly ask me. They can also email me through my website, which is Anne Marie, A-N-N, and then M-A-R-I-E, at Anne Marie Sabbath, S-A-B-A-T-H, .com. And so I certainly encourage them to invest in a copy. I never buy anything. You invest in it because you better be getting something out of it, whether it's shoes for comfort, whether it's clothes to cover your body, whatever the case, and in books in order to learn. And it just so happens that I'm not sure how long it will last. However, Amazon is offering what self-made millionaires do that most people don't as a Kindle for 99 cents. They can't even buy a sip of Starbucks for that.
Oh, and yeah, even with, yeah.
Yes, and everybody has a book inside of them. I have to tell you, I've had more people start to write books by visiting with them. And if they do if they go online to my name, Anne Marie at AnneMarieSabbath.com, they pre-order the book by June 12th, which is the day before the book comes out. There's directions on my Anne Marie at AnneMarieSabbath.com. They can schedule a complimentary consultation and I will listen to them. They'll have five questions to receive from me and I will help them figure out their book.
Wow. So I hope you guys heard that. There's an opportunity for you to actually get a free consult with Anne Marie, and she will help you figure out the book that's inside of you. Now, what do they have to do again for that?
All they have to do is go to my website, Anne Marie at or just annmariesabath.com, A-N-N-M-A-R-I-E-S-A-B-A-T-H. They have to do that before June 12th, because June 13th, the book is out, and then that's over. Then they pay for consultations. And so they go online, they buy the book, and it's going to say, send, email your receipt, or they can take a picture of their receipt from Amazon, send it, and then they can go to my Calendly calendar that's right there on my website and schedule a 30-minute complimentary consultation. And it's fascinating. I can only tell you, people know it. I hear this. In fact, I'm working with an NFL former football player, Julius Jones, and I am bringing out the book in him. In fact, I'm not going to say more about it. However, it is really a wow.
Wow, I know. And you you were telling me the story. Do you want to share the elevator story? Because it's really a very exciting story.
Well, here's the key, and I want people to know this. Always take risks. Be the first to say hello. And so with my book, what I do is every time a book comes out, I make sure I do a launch, a book launch. And so 3 months ahead, after I finish writing it, I make sure I have business cards, and the front of the business card is the cover of the book, and then the back of it is my contact information. And so my husband and I were in Fort Lauderdale, and we were in an elevator, and there was this gentleman, well, he could have been my son, and we were talking about something. I said, so where are you from? And he told me, and he said, what about you both? And I told him, and I said something, and he said, what are you here for? I said, well, I'm on a book tour. I said, what about you? And he told me, and so this was all of 4 floors. We could have covered a lot more in 12. good for him that we didn't have that. And I said to him, well, thanks for visiting. And I always have my cards handy, like I would have my keys out. And I said, well, here's my book. Please look for it. A month later, he emailed me, and I didn't know who he was, that he was a football player, former football, NFL football player, so I don't even follow football. And he emailed me, and he told me what he wanted to write on. And I said, you know, if you'd like to text me, I'd love to talk with you. So long story short, I'm flying to Lauderdale in 2 weeks, and I'm going to spend 2 days with his wife, his two children, and we are going to cover this. We're going to get this book out of him. He's on a track right now. And so the key is talk with people. It's so important. Let's see what you can do to help them. I don't care what it is. Help people. The more you help people, the richer your life is, and the rest happens by itself.
Absolutely. That is that's just such a wonderful organic philosophy that you're living in, Marie. You know, a lot of people think it, but you've been able to cut through a lot of the stops, and you've been able to actually manifest it. We're going to take another break. When we come back for the last 10 minutes, you've got to tell, because I know that there are lots of people in the audience, just like me, who they want to hear. You've got some wonderful, you've got a great romantic story to tell. And we want to bring it over right into relationships, right? We don't want to cheat. We don't want to cheat that part of our lives either. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask you to tell the story about the men in your life and how you have manifested exactly what you want. Don't go away, anybody.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
And today we're speaking with Anne-Marie Sabbath, who is just an amazing manifester, a great speaker, motivator, coach, writer, author, just a phenomenal person. I've had the greatest time talking with her and interviewing her. And before the break, we talked about, and this was a really fun part because she and I really drilled down into this, talking about how do you manifest? Because, you know, come on, I know you're out there, especially the women. I know you're out there thinking, how do I, okay, this is great, but how do I manifest, you know, the love of my life? How do I manifest, you know, the kind of relationships and you know, commitments in my life that I want? So, Anne-Marie, you seem to be quite an expert about this. So,
well,
please,
thank you.
Jump in.
Thank you. And first of all, if I may add to what you're saying, it's not only women who are looking for a relationship. Men are too. Women simply don't realize there are many wonderful men out there looking for a healthy relationship as there are women looking for a healthy relationship. No matter what your gender preference, it doesn't matter. They exist. So I will give you this. First of all, I knew that I could manifest anything I wanted. I wasn't quite sure about manifesting the person in my life. Well, my partner, Bernie, had passed away. And so I moved back to New York. And when I was ready to date, I said to myself, I need to write down exactly what I want. So I wrote down, I want someone whose wife died, because I don't do triangles. So that was A. Wife has passed away. I wanted somebody who had children and grandchildren because I love kids and grandkids. I don't mean they have to come over every day. Don't get me wrong. However, I love my children. I love my grandchildren. And I wanted to have someone who understood that love and who had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. I wanted somebody who had traveled the globe because I've traveled and I didn't want somebody to think if they went to Paducah, Kentucky, they went somewhere. I wanted someone who had more money than me. I was not looking and I'm still not looking for a sugar daddy. However, I was not going to support anybody. I wanted somebody who was culturally savvy because I wanted to be much more exposed to the arts, to the symphony, to the opera, to the ballet. I wrote it down. I told no one. I put that under my mattress. I put it in my glove compartment. I put it in my wallet. I put it in the notes of my smartphone. I then joined eHarmony. Now, in between, and I would act as if I would get dressed as though I were going on a date. I would have a couple over for dinner, and I would set four placements. Now, they didn't know that I was imagining someone. I would go to the movies, and I would sit in the second seat with the first seat at the end being empty. And someone would ask, is that seat open? I'd say, oh, no, he will be here soon, even though I didn't even know who he was. I had manifested that. And so they probably thought I was crazy. However, he didn't show up. I got stood up, I guess. So that was that. And so I went on eHarmony. I filled out the information. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen immediately. However, I had someone call me. And you don't look at the features. You know, you're not saying they have to be 6 feet. They have to have dark eyes. No, you are looking for the inner core. Well, the first person with whom I spoke, he said, may I call you? And I said, sure. And so I called him by the wrong name and he got angry. And I thought, well, we need to hang up because you're not going to be much fun. Gone, next. The second person said, may I call you? And I liked him because he was sitting on a couch, which is where his picture had been taken. And Elmo was the Sesame Street animal. Elmo was on the couch and you could see it. And the caption that his daughter had put was, Elmo loves grandpa. I thought, how bad can a man be if Elmo likes him? So he called and he said, may I, we talked for a while. And he said he was a musician. And I said, well, that's nice. And he's retired. And he said, would you like to meet the following weekend? And I said, well, I'd love to. I have out of town guests. And he was very proactive. And he said, well, why do we have to wait for the weekend for? Why don't we meet on Wednesday for coffee? And I thought, well, you get 1 point. You're proactive, bud. So I said, okay, that would be nice. So we met at our destination in front of Lincoln Center. And of course, I was interviewing him. He was interviewing me. I always get places at least 10 minutes ahead. He was there before me. So there we were. He had another feather in his cap. Well, what did I find? And here we've been together for 5 years. He has, his wife has passed away 4 years ago, and I'm so really sorry about that. He has children, 2 daughters and 5 grandchildren. He has traveled the globe because he is retired from the New York Philharmonic as a violinist. I don't know what his bank account is. However, I can guarantee you he is very well healed. And so we split everything 50-50. And do I have to tell you that he is passionate and incredibly knowledgeable about the arts because he graduated from Juilliard School of Music.
Oh, wow. So that worked out perfectly.
Exactly. And I knew what I wanted. And to this day, I have that piece of paper. So what I am saying is this. If I had said, I want somebody who's going to take care of me. I want somebody who has children, however they don't get along, who has no kids. I want someone who, whatever the case, who's going to take me around the world. What I'm saying is you have to do it for the good of all. He had a void to be filled, and he had dated for quite a while, and it was time for him to find the right person. And what you know with brain entrancement, when you have your aha moment that you know something is right, you go shopping, you see this outfit, you say, wow, that's what I was looking for. It's the same thing in a healthy relationship. You have to be friends first. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mean we don't bicker. However, listen, we bicker and then we make up and love. So that's pretty exciting.
So what you're saying, Anne-Marie, is you were pretty much, you came into the world like this.
I came into the world like this. Yes, I'm an eternal optimist. I know there is always a pony in sight. In the darkest moments, there is a pony in sight. Yes.
A pony? What does that mean?
What that means is there was a story about twins, and one twin was very optimistic. The other twin was extremely negative, and their parents took them to a shrink, a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist said, let's see how you see life. So the psychiatrist took these kids to a barn, and it was filled with manure. And the negative twin said, this is gross. This smells. I got to get out of here. And the other twin said, there's got to be a pony in here.
There you go. So the whole idea is really how you look at the world.
Exactly. How do you look at it? Exactly. That's the name of the game. When you have goodness from within and you know you would never, ever insult, harm anyone intentionally, then you never take what someone says as an insult, ever.
Mm-hmm. So it's really finding your center, being at peace, knowing what you want, sharing with others, being a giver, and living in the world that you imagine and commit to and create for yourself, basically.
You said it well. Exactly. You get what you put out there, and that is what it is. And when you want something, the stronger your character, the quicker it happens, as long as, once again, it's for the good of all. Now, we're not starting a new religion. We are talking about living life to the fullest. So whether it's everybody has a book inside of them, how to bring it out, whether it's becoming financially free, whatever that means, the key is you can do anything you want when you have the power of focus.
Yes, that is. I will agree with you 100%. I'll tell you, the years that I was the most incredibly successful were the years that I was able to really focus my passion and my commitment and my energy on a particular matter, whether, you know, whatever that was. And I think that with all the distraction in our culture, that this is one of the reasons why people feel a little bit lost, because our energies are so scattered. You know, we've
Absolutely.
Got so many distractions. Everything's pulling us in a different direction. So I want to go back to saying that what you bring, I mean, look, when I first heard about you and I spoke to your publicist, it was that you wrote this book about, you know, how to bring out the book in other people. But as I got to talk to you, I said, oh, come on. I said, seriously, there is so much more going on. I even said to you, you've got to write another book, right? We talked about that.
That's because, like, thank you.
Yeah, because we have so much potential. There's so much potential. And we all have the ability, if not, you know, the skill and the commitment to do it. So I can't thank you enough for coming on today and sharing your wisdom and your experience and your success with us. And I'm sure that, you know, there will be folks who want to contact you. So one more time, let's do it. Your website is Anne Marie Sabbath, right? ANNMARIESABATH.com. Your books are on Amazon, correct? And you've got a new one coming out very shortly. Yes.
Yes.
And
thank you. And
go ahead.
I want everyone to know, thank you, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I want everybody to know we all have the same ability. The key is believe who you are, believe what you can do, surround yourself with people, with books, with articles online that allow you to be the person you want to be.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You are generous, kind, brilliant. You're amazing. You're a role model.
Thank you.
And I have had the best time getting to know you and getting to talk with you. Anne Marie, thanks for being on the show. And listeners, don't forget to tune back in next week when we have yet another wonderful, informative, and inspiring program here on Living Above the Drama.